Look, it's Grandma's diary. I thought people only kept these in American films. September 10th. I'm exhausted. I barely have enough energy to write, but I don't want to lose the habit. Most people stop reading and writing when they finish school. Today, we finished harvesting the upper vineyard. It made me remember Father, how he'd leave the house for the fields at dawn, to harvest in September, to prune the grapevines in the winter, and when it got warmer, to trim them and remove the extra leaves. Espampolar, we used to call it. And that was just the vineyard. We also had olive trees and wheat fields. I liked going to see the day labourers reaping, to listen to the songs they would sing. When I was little, we carried lunch out to the fields, like I do now with my daughter. We would eat in the shade of a tree and gaze out at the fields, thinking in disbelief about how it had been just a few years since most of all the grapevines were wiped out. Phylloxera. What a disaster. Watching those damned insects kill all the vines. Thank God folks set up the cooperative and the farmers' union and made it through by sticking together. We used to make wine at home in our own wine press. But since they built the wine cellar at the cooperative, we bring our grapes there and it saves us plenty of work. I also remember Father going up to the Union Cafe in the evenings, if he wasn't too busy. When it was time for supper, I'd go and get him. The place was full of men smoking and playing cards. In one corner, there was someone reading the paper out loud for those who didn't know how to read. But most people would just sit around the stove and chat in the winter. If that stove could just talk and tell all the things it heard. The cafe was the place to get the news here in town. For the men, of course. For us, it was the public wash basin.